It's nearly 4:45, and Lenny Henry is here. Hello.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, actually, because I believe you have a friend who needs some help.
Right, yes. I heard you on Moyles earlier, and you said you were going to come and talk to me. I think it was about my loser friend who's trying to do comedy.
Well, Comedy David wound me up, so I was a bit cross. But I'm all right now, Scott. Yeah. I'm not cross with you.
Okay, excellent.
He has that effect.
I love you.
People.
I have that thing. Yeah. I have an admiration for your talent and your style.
The thing is, when he said loser, you don't know how accurate you actually are.
Right. Okay.
He sees this as a kind of mission to heal the world through the medium of laughter. We all know
how's that mission going?
You're about to find out. Because obviously we all know that a good laugh cheers you up if you're feeling down or stressed. So he's taking it one step further and it's kind of to put it on his own shoulders, really.
Yeah.
Now, this all started when he heard Radio 1 Surgery on Sunday night, and they were talking about how laughter's really good for you. He had been in the pub all day. Mm. And now he kind of sees himself as this kind of alternative doctor. Dr. Fun.
Are we saying that now?
Yes, we were saying of laughter.
He sees himself as the Gandhi of comedy.
He's the Mother Teresa of mirth.
Yeah. The Francis of CC of comedy jokes.
Now,
grief.
He had a drink, which you will
that
hear
always helps
in a moment. The thing is, there's one thing wrong with the plan, Lenny.
Which is?
He's not funny.
Come on now, surely everybody can, you know, I've watched daytime TV, surely this guy could muster up some comedy from somewhere.
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
Mm. I'd think that, yeah.
Now, he tried to do the Comedy Store on Monday night. Now, that didn't go down well.
Really?
They're quite harsh there, aren't they?
Well, you know, if you haven't got any jokes, they are.
he says they didn't want to be saved or healed at the
They didn't,
store.
Did they? They just wanted to boo.
Have you got any clips of him doing his act?
Yes, I'm going to play them in a minute. I need to...
Oh, you want to talk about him first and
yes.
Basically trash his entire existence?
You just need to...
What kind of a flatmate are you, Mills? The poor guy.
You need to brace yourself, okay? Now, we went to a new act. Comedy night upstairs in a pub, a bit more low-key last night. This is the most amazing pub. I don't know whether you've ever played it.
What's it called?
It's in Balham. It's a pub in Balham. I can't remember what it's called now. The Bedford.
The Bedford,
that was the one who doesn't speak. the Bedford. And it's like an entertainment mecca. If you lived in Balham, you wouldn't have to go anywhere else. There's like a bit at the back, which is like Shakespeare's Globe Theatre.
Oh, lovely.
And then at the bar, there's two blokes doing acoustic David Gray. On the first floor, there's people learning how to do the jitterbug off of the 40s.
Sounds fantastic.
And then, what?
And then a bit of comedy.
I'm shocked that you recognise Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. How many times have you gone down the Globe Theatre in your life?
You learn something every day, don't you?
You learn something every day. Scott's down there every week.
Yeah, darling.
Then on a bit of the bar.
That's right. On the top floor, there's a little smaller room which was packed with people enjoying all the new acts that were on.
Uh-huh. Now, and Fraser went on, did he?
Yeah, he went on fourth.
How long did he last?
Right, I'm getting to that bit. Right, so the problem with the first night, or one of the many problems with the first night, was that he wasn't funny as himself. So we thought, let's dress him up as a woman. So at least we'll get a laugh at the start of the performance. Surely.
Did that work?
Well, yes. Yes, I mean, I'd like you to have
That's
a look
good.
At the pictures online now.
All right.
Okay. What do you? You've seen the one in
there's
drag.
A picture of him. There's a picture of him putting a bra on.
Yeah.
So you can only see his back.
Yeah.
If I click on next
one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite slow, this thing. Day 9. Lenny clicked on the thing, and then the computer crashed. It's going, though. The little blue thing at the bottom.
Okay. Is there an egg timer?
There we go.
Oh my God! He's not a good-looking woman, is he? I thought I was ugly as a woman, but geez, that's bad.
Have a look.
Not
at the...
even with yours, Scott.
No, thank you. Have a look at the pictures online now. In fact, there are now two videos up of the first night and the second night. Have a look at bbc.co.uk/radio1. What do you think, Shepherds?
I don't think it's the most flattering dress, to be honest.
What is that? It looks like he's been mugged by a can of Duraglit. That's bad, Scott. What kind of... Who chose this outfit?
BBC costumes and wigs.
That's not good. That's not an attractive look for him.
Now, do you remember...
He frightened the people at the Bedford.
I know. A couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Steven Tyler from Aerosmith Chapman,
yeah.
Remember you said that with a, you know, after
with
a couple
beer
of beers...
on, you could mistake Steven Tyler for a girl, yeah.
What do you think that?
No, I don't. No. I don't think with any...
Anything
amount,
stirring at all?
Nothing stirring at all.
There is no twinge.
No twinge. No matter how many beers were in my would account for
you
my beer goggles.
You'd have to have beer goggles 8 miles long to sleep with that guy dressed like that. There's no way that would work.
10 to 5 with Scott, and Lenny Henry is with us. Hello.
Yeah.
Helping my flatmate who wants to heal the world through comedy. Only, he's not funny. You need to see the video to appreciate truly how horrendous this is at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Right, let's go on to his performance then from last night.
Okay, matey.
He was dressed as a lady. Mm. He didn't like that at all, but we managed to persuade him. I couldn't believe that he actually did it, but he didn't.
I'm surprised you got him to do it, actually. Did you pay him in the end?
No. Are you ready?
Yep.
Right, brace yourself. Here he is.
Can't wait.
Would you please welcome, come on, Fraser, Scott Mills' flatmate!
That's the billing.
Yes, but I wanted to play that just to hear how loud the audience could be if he was funny.
The poor guy, he's got no chance.
A very welcoming crowd, Lenny.
Here he is, Lenny Henry, friend of Alan Freeman. God, I can't call him that. Once met Annie Nightingale in the pub. Bring him on stage. All right, go on.
But I wanted to play that because I have to warn you, that is the most we hear from the crowd until he leaves the stage.
All right, okay.
So he starts by explaining why he's in drag.
My friend said this would be funny.
Yeah. They got a laugh.
Yeah, my friend said this would be funny. That's a good opening line.
Because he was dressed as a woman.
Because he's dressed as a woman, yeah.
Okay, next.
Anyway, I'm Fraser. How you all doing?
Hello.
Has he lost them already, Lenny?
No, he hasn't, because it's quite good to engage the audience at the beginning of the show. You can talk to them, you can have jokes about who's in the audience, but let's see if he does that.
Are you hoping for them to engage back, though?
That's always a good hope.
If you listen carefully, there's just one bloke that says hello.
Anyway, I'm Fraser. How you all doing?
Hello.
That's quite loud, but everybody...
Just me, hello.
They're all there kind of willing him on, because the audience want you to be funny. They don't want you to not be funny, Scott.
What do you do in the intro?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I say, hello, my people, how are you? I love you. Let me hug this big woman here. I'm going to lick this bald man's head. It tastes like chicken.
See, that's funny.
Like that.
Yeah, okay. Would you like to hear the rest?
Yep.
His material, I'm a bit concerned, is not that positive.
Anyway, just to let you know a little bit about my life. I live in a world of pain, not just because I have horrible friends, but because I'm a 26-year-old guy, if you haven't guessed, I'm actually a guy in a dress. 26-year-old guy who looks about 16. And this is a problem in many ways, mainly because I can't turn to alcoholism to get over it, because no... Serve me.
How's it going for you?
It's he's got a couple of laughs. He's talking too much.
Right.
There's too much waffle between the funny bits, and the funny bits aren't funny enough.
Right.
So they're slightly giving him that chat. You know when somebody sleeps with you because they feel sorry for you?
Yeah.
He's getting that kind of laugh as opposed to a proper laugh.
Right.
So he needs to...
He's getting a sympathy laugh.
Yeah, he's getting a sympathy laugh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Bad, though. I mean, he's got a couple of titters.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you listen to the best comics, they don't mind being a bit quiet at the beginning before they get to the meat and potatoes of the routine.
Then, if you thought that was rambly, he goes into this really, really strange ramble. Listen to this.
I had to go around to my friend's house with a little bottle of Coke and raid their spirit cabinets, just taking little bits out of each one so they don't realise to produce a lethal cocktail. Gets is an accustomed taste. I'll give it that.
What was that?
I don't know. I dropped off about halfway through.
Any punchline at all?
I was in the land of Nod. I forgot where I was, actually. I thought I was in Sainsbury's at one point.
I was waiting for some kind of punchline, but it never occurred.
Never occurred. Does anybody look at Fraser's material before he goes on stage? Has anybody gone through the jokes, combed the material, edited out any waffly rubbish so that the joke... No, I'm looking at Scott. No. Scott's looking up in the air. Emily, the producer, sort of looking at his feet. Everybody's kind of going, la, 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 la. See, nobody's helping this guy, and that's why it's like this.
Well, that's why you're here.
Okay, go on, carry on.
Okay, now he does try a punchline on the next bit.
Okay.
But I think the audience are a bit shocked.
Also, it's really hard trying to get girls, because girls my age want to go out with someone that's not going to get ID'd when you go out. Because apparently it's embarrassing. And girls that are the age I look don't put out.
God.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Now, they
what does it mean, girls at the girls at the age I look don't? That doesn't even sound like English. Oh. Girls need age look I don't output. What the hell is he talking about? That joke's not even written in English.
It wasn't a girls don't put out crowd. It was a middle class kind of South London crowd. Do you know what I mean?
They sound very kind.
They are very kind.
There's a couple of them at the back making relief packages for him to take home. You weren't very funny, but here's some cake. You know, the poor guy. Anyway, is that it?
No, there's another bit. They were even more shocked at this.
Dear 9.
I recently tried internet dating. I don't know if anyone else has tried internet dating.
Hey.
There we go. One person admits it. You're doing it. Here's why it's fundamentally flawed. Because you're supposed to judge people on the little profile that they write about themselves. And guys and girls kind of read those things in different ways. So I went out on a date with this girl who said that she was funny, spontaneous, and would try anything once. Which I took to mean that she on the first date. No.
I think you're being a bit. They
the room is full of people. No, they're going, I can't believe he just said that.
Oh, I don't know what he said. So I've got no idea. Is it anything to do with margarine, carpet, a goat? What did he say?
I can't tell you, obviously. Then they obviously don't like this subject, so he just carries on about it.
Then I went on a date with another girl.
This is great radio.
She was adventurous. I took that to mean as... No. Anyway, that's kind of all I got, because I kind of thought you'd boo a bit more than I keep going on.
You even had to tell him to boo.
Well, that's really it.
Now, you guys are being a bit unfair. Now, here's the thing, right? Sounds to me like they like the guy.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like...
wearing the dress. Give him a round of applause.
Sounds to me that he's got, you know, he's got a thing. He's too young. He looks too young. Mm. He's also got a natural thing where they don't hate him for being on stage. So he's got some advantages. Also, he's not scared.
No, not at all.
This is a great thing if you're a comedian. If you're fearless, I've been doing this for a really long time, and I'm always astounded at people who aren't scared, because they might get three or four laughs and, you know, and generally pad it out. But actually, the audience don't mind them. If the audience don't mind you, you've got a really good advantage. So what I would say to him is, a bit more... is this too serious, Cross?
No,
he just needs somebody to help him go through the material a bit better.
Okay.
And you know what? He needs a wicked suit. And really? I think I can help him there.
Really?
Yeah. I've brought with me a killer bright red stripy...
Oh, come on.
Oswald Boateng suit. You know Oswald Boateng? He's that really cool black... Taylor.
It's on the kind of thing we see you wearing on the CV.
Yeah, but this is my comic relief suit from 2 years ago. And it's an Oswald Boateng suit. Now, I know he's a little bloke.
I was going to... Lenny, what are you, 6'3"?
I'm 6'3", I'm 18 stone.
Right.
But, you know...
And Fraser looks 16.
What he should do... No, but, you know, he could look... It's comic relief, the big one. So he could go on and wear a big suit, you know.
That's funny.
And I think that often, if you think of some of the older comedians, you'd walk on, and the suit, unlike a dress, the suit almost does the show for you. And boy, does this guy need some help. He needs this suit.
Right, we're going to give him to the end of the week to hopefully make someone laugh, and hopefully tonight that will happen, and we can forget the whole thing. So thank you for the loan of the suit.
Not at all. So he can have the suit, but I, you know, I'm really finicky about the sweaty pit thing. So could he get it dry clean when he's worn it?
It's not a problem.
Thank you.
I saw that, right. Listen, Lenny, thank you so much for coming in today.
Scott, big up yourself, because you rule tea time, drive time business. Rastafari with Scott Mills on Radio 1. Go!